Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
East Carolina, literally and figuratively, is not in the Tar Heels League. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The closest it came was by joining the AAC, not the ACC, and sometimes that was confusing. Thankfully, the American Athletic has been shortened to the American Conference. The Pirates walked the plank of UNC's most performative victory that gave the joyful crowd a prelude to Christmas with a 99-51 victory. The only shortfall was not scoring 100 points at home that comes with Bojangles biscuits. That and the Crumbles Cookies promotion kept the fans extra engaged. As expected, the campus collision was not close, but it came with so many home court moments, from Luka Bokovac scoring the first 4 points to break his slight slump and finish with 15, one of four starters in double figures. The game ended with the first basket of the season by reserve Elijah Davis, son of the coach, who was so proud he said, "I'll remember that for the rest of my life." Yet there was so much more to cherish as the Tar Heels ended their non-conference schedule and went home for Christmas before returning to begin their 18-game ACC slate. Overall, it was Carolina's best performance of the season, albeit against an outclassed opponent. The biggest and tallest factors were Caleb Wilson and Henry Vessa, the Tar Heel Twin Towers having another double-double duet of 37 points and 22 rebounds. For highlights, Wilson had 6 offensive rebounds of his total 12, plus 3 steals, 4 blocks, and what seemed like 5 dunks. He is UNC's first freshman to score 20 points in 5 straight games, tying the famous, almost 50 years ago, Phil Ford, who grinned from the home baseline. Vessa is having such a debut that he is remindful of Brady Manek, with still another year to play, draining 4 of his 5 three-point attempts. Carolina shot 48% from the arc, 54% overall. The Tar Heels are 12-1, their best start since the 2009 national championship season. And beginning ACC play next Tuesday at home against 7-6 Florida State, they will be favored to win their first 6 games before going to Virginia on January 24th. None of those 6 foes, FSU, SMU, Wake Forest, Stanford, Cal, and Notre Dame, are currently ranked. If the Heels win all 6, the 18-1 start would match the 2008 season, the first of back-to-back Roy Williams Final Four teams, and Dean Smith teams of 1995, 1987, and 1969, only bettered by Smith's 1984 and 1968 teams, and of course Frank McGuire's 32-0 undefeated 1957 national champions. Despite doing better in the recent SEC Challenge, 7-9 compared to 2-14 last year, the ACC is still rated 4th best conference in D1 basketball, with February foes Duke and Louisville, and after this week, Virginia ranked in the top 25 with UNC. In this week's polls, the Big Ten has 8 teams, the SEC has 6, and the Big 12 5. This is Archansky. See ya, and happy holidays.